20% of fossil fuel reserves in this country are on Native American land. But many indigenous communities are using the power of the sun to transition away from fossil fuels and to fight pipeline construction. A group of Native American leaders was in Pittsburgh to draw attention to this issue. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis met with them to learn more.
Outside of the Pittsburgh Convention Center, where President Trump was speaking in late October, more than 50 indigenous leaders gathered to lead a water ceremony and march through downtown. The action was planned to coincide with the Shale Insight Conference, an annual meeting about the future of energy, hosted by the petrochemical industry.
We're doing this work to protect water and to generate energy from clean sources because of love of humanity, because of love of Mother Earth.
This is Judith LeBlanc. She's a member of the Cato Nation of Oklahoma and an environmental activist.
And so some people might call it a Trump protest. We don't. We are actually honoring our ancestors by being here and lifting our voices.
Later that evening, LeBlanc and other Native American leaders were part of a panel called Decolonizing Green Power. The idea is to empower indigenous communities by developing renewable energy on reservations.
I've been doing solar since 1997 when it wasn't cool. Now it's a necessity. We have to be doing solar.
Henry Red Cloud was born and raised on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, home of the Oglala Lakota Nation. Over 40% of residents there live without access to electricity, and it's hard for many Native Americans in the region to heat and cool their homes affordably. Local renewable energy is one solution. Red Cloud started one of the first 100% Native American-owned and operated renewable energy companies in the nation. The Red Cloud Renewable Energy Center has also trained nearly 1,000 young people to build and install solar panels. Red Cloud says looking to the sun has always been a way of life for indigenous people.
It's who we are. Our language, our ceremony, our song, our dance, our culture is based around Ampetuwi Trawonia Waka, meaning the life-giving force of the sun. So we're taking this new way and honoring that old way and then becoming sustainable, creating an economic opportunity.
There's another reason Red Cloud is so dedicated to bringing renewables to Native American lands: climate change. This past year, his reservation was hit with a bomb cyclone, and flooding left him and his neighbors stranded with very little food or water for more than 2 weeks.
I never heard of anything, any kind of weather like that. I never heard of any snow-nator or fire-nator and all these weird names now. I love water, but I never thought I would live on top of the water.
Climate change is real. It's happening before our eyes.
Mark Tilson is a poet and educator, also from Pine Ridge. He became an energy activist after being part of the Standing Rock protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline. He lived at the encampment for more than 5 months, and he's critical of the Trump administration.
This administration is dead set on increasing our dependency on fossil fuels exponentially and taking away all environmental protections.
So when Trump talks about energy independence, you know, lots of different ways you can think about energy independence, and what's your take on it?
It's actually a really good phrase. We just got to take it back from him. When we think about energy independence, we need to think about local production, local grids, cooperatives rather than conglomerates.
9 tribes are petitioning North and South Dakota to pass legislation requiring utilities to use 50% renewable energy by 2030. On the tribal land of the Standing Rock Sioux, a solar farm project is currently underway. Once it's completed, it'll generate enough energy to power the Youth Activity Center and the Veterans Hall. Judith LeBlanc says it's a fitting tribute to the site of the violent conflict that happened there.
And the beauty of this solar power project is that it shows in life how we have to move from protest and building awareness into power. Power in the sense of standing in our spirituality and our values, but generating power that is an alternative to fossil fuels.
According to the Department of Energy, many tribes out west are sitting on some of the best wind and solar resources in the nation. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.